Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 20th anniversary here a little bit later in the year. He's Vice President of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's the author of the annual Nobody Does It Better Than Wayne, 10,000 Commandments, which is all about keeping the government, keeping them squared away on all the regulations that they propose for us, and a number of other things that he has created. And he's well known, folks, across all the leadership that are creating all these regulations, and he's in their face all the time. He's our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I have Nobody Does It Better in title now. All thanks to you.
Exactly. So okay, Wayne. The president in his State of the Union speech, I heard him say we've gotten rid of 22 for every one new regulation. What's the truth? What's really happened?
What's the story? Technically, it's true, and here's some things about this. There's several ways that Trump has cut regulation this year, and they all matter. One of them was, he claimed that he had reduced regulation, and he did this yesterday at the Republican retreat out at the Greenbrier Resort, saying that he had reduced the most regulations in history. If you go by, your listeners might remember last year that Congress was voting on a series of bills to overturn President Obama's most recent regulations.
Right.
Using something called the Congressional Review Act, any of Obama's regulations that were less than 60 legislative days old could be overturned by the new Congress and the new president.
Right.
And they overturned 14 of Obama's rules that way.
Mm-hmm.
That had never been done before. The Congressional Review Act has been in place for 22 years. It was passed back during the Regulatory Enforcement Fairness Act, the SBREFA.
Right.
It was a part of it. Guess what? It passed in the Senate 100-0. back then, you had all the Democrats lined up in support of small business.
Right.
But anyway, since that time, it was only used once to turn over a repetitive motion rule that came up at the end of Bill Clinton's term.
And then right. I remember that one.
The second George Bush overturn. Yeah, so it had never been used before, but then under Trump, it was used 15 times. So, yes, in that sense, he reduced more regulations than ever. The other way that he slowed regulations more than ever, it's just that he's not doing any new ones.
Right.
You know what I mean? So by the third year of his term, he cut regulations by a third. He had reduced the flow of pages in the Federal Register by a third. Trump has done that with respect to the Federal Register just in his first 11 months.
Wow.
And in terms of rules, he didn't cut rules as much, but he cut them by a huge chunk.
What's the difference in a reg and a rule?
15 or 20%. Regulations, rules, all the same stuff. But this is one of the things that we complain about. The problem, I think, for disclosure and for business seeing what's going on is that all of the stuff that's like agency minutiae, like, if Medicare is resetting schedules of payment or Social Security is resetting schedules, all those kinds of things get thrown into the Federal Register, too, along with the rules that have binding effect on the private sector and small business and large business.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the things we talk about in 10,000 Commandments. You need to tease out what are the real regulations, what are the things that are just government management. The rules and regulations can be the same thing. But when he made the claim for beating his call to the agencies was, you've got to get rid of two regulations for every one
right.
that you bring in.
Right.
But that only applied to significant regulations, the ones that are costly. And it didn't apply to the independent agencies like the CFPB or the FCC. But they did do it at the executive branch agencies. But these are not transformative. This is
right.
not, like rolling back.
Didn't just saying that set the stage for how the government is going to their attitude towards regulation? Doesn't
yep.
that set the stage?
It sure did, because there's some great things happening now. he was able to, they were able to get rid of 60-some rules, which in a way is profound in the sense that, Jim, you can't get rid of regulations.
Right.
You can only go through another notice and comment period and write another
but,
one.
But
to
there,
replace
are other,
it. It,
there are other sources of problems for businesses that come through some of the committees like the NLRB and those kinds of things. I mean, those guys, they wind up abandoning that nightmare for the employers, for the contractors. Remember that?
Which is a great thing. One of the big
which
things
I want to remind people about that when we come back, because that really set me off. That one really set me off. That was one of the most egregious things that President Obama did, and it really informed me more than any other thing about his disdain for business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.